My new book, Facts That Aren't True, is out now. Don't forget about my other book, Rational Answers to Stupid Questions.
Maybe the people that passed down the message did not preserve it. Is that possible?
Well, that actually is a really good possibility, but I would say this. If Jesus was the Messiah, then I would expect like it would be an unavoidable consequence of fulfilling the prophecies. So like the prophetic utterances of Isaiah and the other prophets like Jeremiah describe what's going to happen when the Messiah comes, and it just didn't happen. So if he was the Messiah, it actually wouldn't matter what the New Testament said. We'd all know it. In fact, it says that when the Messiah comes, that knowledge of God will fill the entire earth, and that everybody from the youngest to the oldest won't have to ask who God is because they'll already know. And everybody will stream to Jerusalem to worship the one true God. And that all the remnant of Israel are going to be released from captivity, and they're going to be brought back to the homeland, and they're going to live in eternal peace where there's no longer any war. If all that happened, it wouldn't matter what the New Testament said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but once again, like I said, I don't think their book, the New Testament, was preserved. The same thing with the Old Testament.
You can see okay, so
there's mistakes in there.
So the Old Testament's not true then?
Well, I mean, I think there was a Torah. There was an Old Testament. Just the current one is not well preserved, and that's not what I think about as church fathers.
How can you know if it's preserved or not? Wouldn't you have to have an original copy?
Because they don't have, yeah, the Jews themselves will tell you the Torah has not been preserved, so it's passed down orally, but there were gaps.
That's not true. Yeah, I literally just talked to a Jewish rabbi this morning that believes it very much was.
That the what they have right now is the same book that was given to Moses?
Yeah. It sounds to me like you're not actually a Bible believer. You're not really a Christian, are you?
I am not a Christian, no.
I figured as much.
I'm a Muslim. But I like to know other religions, so I ask, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
But Jesus is an important prophet, so I don't...
It's true.
If Jesus is an important prophet, then I don't understand in Islam. I'm asking you to tell me, but I don't understand why he can be an important prophet, and then you say, yeah, but the story's been corrupted. How much of the story hasn't been corrupted, and why is it not kind of damning to say this is an important prophet, but the story has so many falsehoods?
We're not saying that our story has fault. It's what you have in the Bible has a lot of mistakes. We have the right story. So,
Islam has the right story, just not the Bible.
It came down 1400 years ago.
Are you saying Islam has it right? Is that what you're saying?
That is correct. Yes.
How do you know that?
How did Islam get it right if the text was corrupted? Because that's what Islam would have relied upon to write its narrative about Jesus.
No, we don't take anything from the Bible. This was a revelation given to Prophet Muhammad. So you believe
it's weird that Muhammad didn't write a word of it down.
And why did Muhammad say things that didn't happen? That's a problem.
Like what?
Like the moon splitting in half? That didn't happen.
Oh, it didn't happen?
No.
No.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's
so you believe that it happened.
Yes, we do believe it happened.
Okay. Let me ask you a different but equivalent claim. Let's say there's some religion in Mongolia, and this religion says that the sun disappeared for 24 hours. Do you believe it?
When did it disappear for 24 hours?
2,116 years ago.
Okay, are there records?
They have a book that says it.
No, are there records? No, it's not about a book. So when
it's not about a book. Is that how you feel about your religion?
Yeah. I'm sorry?
Is that how you feel about your religion? Hold on.
So regarding the splitting of the moon, my friend.
Yeah, sorry. I got a phone call. Actually, sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. So regarding the splitting of the moon, that happened right there and then. So they asked him, the pagans asked Muhammad to split the moon. So he didn't do it on his own. This was with the will of God. That's one of the, that's another.
Yeah, the Mongolians say that it was the will of God that made the sun disappear. Yeah, but I'm asking you why you wouldn't believe this religion in Mongolia that says the sun disappeared for 24 hours.
Fadi, you can't actually answer the question if you don't listen to it. Can you repeat that, Eric?
Yeah, I'm just asking, why would you deny a claim made by some other religion that the sun disappeared for 24 hours?
Okay, can I answer now?
Yeah.
All right. So let's tackle the moon first, and then we'll
talk about... No, we're talking about the sun. Why it's actually... the answer would be really short and simple, guessing.
But here's the thing. That's something you just made up. I'm talking about something.
Yeah, I know.
Did you even hear what he said?
It's an equivalent claim.
What?
It's an equivalent claim.
Yeah, but I don't have to cover that. That's someone else's claim. You're asking about our claims. In my
you do have to cover that, Fadi. It's an analogy. So just engage in the analogy. You're going to discuss an analogy or you'll leave. So don't be a coward. Analogies are valuable for discourse. We want to know if you can actually engage in the analogy.
And you can't say, why do I have to engage it if I don't believe it? We don't believe what you believe. So by your own admission, nobody should ever talk to you.
Yeah, if you're not capable of having a good faith dialogue, you don't have to be here. He's having a good faith dialogue with you, and he gave you an analogy. All he's asking you to do is to engage in the analogy. Are you capable of doing? No, of course he's going to run.
He left. So
what a coward.
That's usually.
And that's why they that's why they got to marry 9-year-olds, because they can't deal with adults.
Yeah. Yeah, they got to indoctrinate them young.
Hello, hello.
Imagine being a Muslim and coming to defend Jesus. All right, thank you.
It was a little bit.
Jesus is their Messiah, so. It makes sense.
Right.
He's coming back to defeat the Antichrist.